It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Podcast time. Hot it's mic. The podcast. Hot mic. It's hot. It's a hot mic. Hunter is out for this, so we got intern Bryson here and our resident old man. Brian, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Sonny.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
The big 4-0.
The big 4-0.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you started putting little marks as your testicles get lower and lower to the ground? Gravity just drags them down, buddy.
I hadn't even thought of that, but now that you've put that in my head, I'm not going to be able to forget that.
I turned 30, and now every year, hash mark, where it's at.
Do you have that little bag of butterscotch hard candies yet? Where do you get those?
Well, I'm a baker by trade, so I have access to butterscotch.
He's been ready. He's been waiting for this day. Now he's got his own butterscotch candy.
He's got the hookup. You got the coin.
Fresh.
He will deal you some.
Why were they never in wrappers either? Like, where are the wrappers
where
at?
Where are they?
Put wrappers on the candy, Grandma.
Protect the
just
candy.
Just hanging out in your purse like a psycho.
Oh, my gosh.
I digress. Let's actually talk about it, because we were just kind of BSing before, and I'm like, oh, let's talk about this. So, You asked me if I've seen Endgame yet. I have not.
It's amazing that you've made it this far without getting spoiled because it's been bad.
Unfortunately, there's a few things I've seen just like on Reddit and everything, because Reddit actually had a time limit. And eventually they said, okay, now the spoiler ban is over. You can post whatever you want because you should have seen it by now.
Well, the directors actually put a spoiler, like they posted on the comic book Facebook pages and everything like that. Because I buy, sell, trade and stuff like that, and I'm a collector. So the Russos actually said, don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
2 weeks. We'll give you guys 2 weeks spoiler free. And then after that, you know, because in 2 weeks, most of the diehards have already seen it.
Exactly.
I saw it opening weekend.
Exactly.
Too.
So they did 2 weeks. I have gone now, I don't know, like a month. And it's horrifying because I don't want, and I haven't seen anything major, so I'm good. I still got a feeling, but you were just saying, holy God, was that amazing?
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah.
My mom spoiled it for me.
Oh.
It was,
damn it, Mom.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know why? You spoiled her life.
Oh, man.
Well, I usually go see these with my daughter. She's been pretty good at going to see the comic book movies with me, but she saw the 3-hour, 2-minute time span on it, and she's like, I can't sit there for this. And she's 13, so I perfectly understand
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Kiki didn't even want to do it. That's why we haven't seen it. She's like, I'm not going and sitting there for 3 hours.
So I went to go see it, and I'm like, well, we can wait for it to come out on DVD, or we can go see it. And she went to school Monday morning, and some kid spoiled it. She's like, somebody told her how it ended. Well, they let one fact about the ending that's probably the biggest spoiler of it, and she was okay with that. But I said, you know, that one thing might ruin it for you, but there's a lot of stuff going on in there. Like, there's a lot that happens in three hours.
So it's a justifiable 3 hours of this movie.
It was a justifiable 3 hours the first 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was, you know, because they have so many characters to bring in. I mean, Infinity War brought 21 movies into one movie. And then this one picks up where it left off.
Awesome. So
it's a continuation of the epic.
After the snap of the finger and all that, this is everything coming together and finishing. Correct? Is that basically?
Yeah, like it picks up after it. I won't disclose how long after, but it picks up after it, and it's like them trying to figure out what to do next, and then something happens, and then more time has passed, and then it's like, all right, so how are we going to fix this?
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of the characters got wiped out in the snap, so it's like, it's the who's left trying to figure out what to do after that and trying to figure out who's gone.
Yeah.
Because there was two separate teams playing in that.
So
then they're like, oh, well, we're just assuming everybody was in that other team is gone, and now what do we do?
What do we do?
You know,
now,
and then working with a skeleton crew with that as well. You
know, kind of,
how do we
this is a B team, son of a bitch.
After. Yeah.
question. When Thanos snapped his finger, did he pick, or was it just at random?
It was random because in the original comic, because I have the original source material, it was random in the comic. Now, what's different in the comic from the movies, it's been pretty skewed.
Yeah.
In the comic, he snapped his finger in the first issue before anybody even knew who it was.
Oh.
So nobody knew what was going on until about the second or third issue. In this one, they waited until the end.
Into the end. So right. they were trying to stop him instead of
right.
already having it happen.
And then go after him.
And then go after him.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Right. And the hero of the main three, it was a trilogy in the comics. The hero hasn't even appeared yet in the movies. It's a character. Oh. It's a character called Adam Warlock. They teased him at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in the chamber, where she said, "It's my new creation, and I'll call him Adam." That gave me a chill because
You knew.
I knew because in the comic he had been around since like the early 70s.
Really?
So like he was the hero of the three trilogy of the three storylines.
Yeah.
And in this one he hasn't even appeared yet.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in Guardians 3.
So what was it? Guardians 1 or 2?
2. It was a post-credit scene in Guardians 2.
I didn't stay. You have to stay
you
for the post-credit.
You have to stay for the post-credit scenes.
You have to. Damn it.
I
thought for sure the hero of this whole thing was going to be the guy that started, that had the whistling weapon.
Oh, Yondu?
Yondu. But no, the guy that got it after Yondu died, he gave it to. I thought it was going to be that guy.
That's actually the director's brother of the Guardians movies.
Oh, is it really?
That's his brother.
That's one of the coolest things. Yondu totally could have kicked some ass.
Yondu in the comic, he's one of the Guardians in the comic. He's the original team. The team of the movies doesn't appear until like the early 2000s.
Oh.
He's not that. Mm. They're not even, they weren't, well, two of them were characters established, but the rest of them didn't come out until later.
Dude, it's honestly, I've talked to, we got a good friend of ours, friend of the show, Sam, son of Sam,
Sam is one of my good friends,
too. And Sam, you know, like, and you guys, I'm sure, but he and I have kind of gone down some rabbit holes, and it's just the vastness of these worlds is just pure insanity. And I try and keep up with characters and weapons and everything like that. So I got a question for you, and we'll get to it, because I know you got to run here in a little bit.
Sure.
But before we get to that, you're happy with how it worked out with the movie. It was a great movie, and it did justice to the universe in your mind.
Absolutely. I think it did, too. There's a lot of hardcore people that, it didn't follow the comics. And actually, what's funny is that there's some people that go see those movies, and they're like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that happened in the comic. Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And then really? I actually saw a post where there was a kid who discovered after Infinity War that the movies were based on comics.
Yeah.
He had absolutely no idea. And then he's like, wait, there's actually source material for this?
Yeah, yeah, and probably more in-depth. Well, it's the same thing with, like, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
It's people that read the book. Yeah, wait a minute. There's multiple books. People that read the book knew what was going to happen, except for now the last season, because that was all pretty much made up.
Right, like, the Avengers came out in 1963.
Really?
That's when all of those characters came out. It was Spider-Man came out, and then Avengers, they all had their separate titles.
Yeah.
And then they came together in 1963. That's when they all came out, like X-Men. That 63 was the year where they all came out. So they've been doing these storylines for years. I mean, the X-Men is just celebrated their 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they're doing like big things right now with all the different characters, and the movies just exploded the comics.
Yeah, which I think is great because, there's some amazing stories, there's some amazing people, creators of all this stuff. Stan Lee, obviously probably the most notable one it to the general public in that sense.
Right.
Well, I'm really excited to see it. I know it's coming, you said it's coming back to theaters with some extra stuff.
It's coming back into theaters. See, the thing is, they're about $36 million off from beating Avatar's record.
Yeah.
So they're re-releasing it with a bonus clip or something from Far From Home.
Yes, the new Spider-Man movie.
The new Spider-Man movie that's coming out. And I think that I'm going to take my daughter to see it then because she's really excited. She wants to see it now. So, it's re-releasing in a couple weeks. So I think... I think that'll put it off the mark.
Here's the question, though.
Does it need to come with us.
There you go. I'll go in there and I'll just be like...
In a whole group.
Hold me, Brian.
You're going to need that.
Does it count, though, because it was released and then re-released?
Well,
Avatar did it in one shot, didn't it?
I think it's technically still in one shot because it got taken out of some theaters, but it was still playing.
It's still playing. Okay.
They just added some stuff because originally this was the first Marvel movie with no post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Now, every comic book movie has had a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Except for the last X-Men movie, which... I can't wait for Marvel to do something with that because I saw it the other day and I cried.
Really?
Because it was that bad.
Oh, it was that bad. Was it so good?
I've been an X-Men fan all my life. Yeah. I have a lot, half of my comic book collection, almost like 2,500 comics. Half of it is X-Men. So watching this movie, I'm like, really?
That's the one, Dark Phoenix?
Yes.
That one, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That one's
Yeah, now
not
Marvel
good.
Bought all of the rights back to all of the different titles, so that they've been two different universes up until now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's why Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, and X-Men have been in separate movies, and it's nothing to do with the other
but
ones.
But in the comic world.
In the comic world, all of the major storylines have had everybody in it.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
They couldn't use half the characters that they had for these things.
Yeah.
But now they can, but it's going to be a few years before they can bring it in.
Get in there.
Spider-Man was the first thing, though, because Sony... Like, Spider-Man Homecoming was a joint, like, okay, we're going to share him now.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, okay, well, here you go.
Yeah. And that's really, I'm trying to think, like, what the first, was it the Hulk or Spider-Man that kind of kicked everything off? Like, the one
X-Men.
With,
it was mm-hmm. X-Men and Spider-Man came out around the same time.
Okay.
And then Iron Man. Iron Man came out first.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton.
That was the second in the Marvel Studios line of movies because mm-hmm. in the end credit scene Iron Man appeared.
I didn't see that.
That's what happens.
Damn it.
See, you have 21 movies to go back and watch the end credit scene.
Oh, God, I don't got that kind of time, man.
Because at the end of Iron Man, Nick Fury comes in, I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. And then everybody's like, here we go. And then every movie in the first wave kind of built up to the next one.
I love that. It's been so much fun to see these, and there's, I think, people that have been cast perfectly as these characters. Okay, I know you got to run.
Yes.
So last question, we'll make this quick. What do you want to see made? If you could pick a comic that hasn't been touched yet into a movie, do you have one that you'd love to see get made?
Warlock and the Infinity Watch. That's where the character that hasn't come out yet, he dispersed the Infinity Gems, and they were a team, and each character had a gem.
Okay. And that was like, so it was like a superhero like the Avengers.
Kind
of.
They were protectors of the gems from coming together again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll see. Maybe you can direct it, huh?
Maybe.
Direct and star in
it.
Brian, he's 40 and he's a superhero.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, thanks for shooting the shit with us. We appreciate
thanks
it,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. All right. He's got to run, so we'll wrap things up here. And
I'm going to go
check it. We'll see you, buddy. Happy birthday. Are you big into comics there?
Yeah, kind of gotten into graphic novels and then into
comics. There's some really cool
ones.
There's some really cool graphic novels out there.
I really loved how, they released Once Upon a Deadpool. They made Deadpool teen.
Yep.
But then they added some stuff at the end, and it was hilarious to see. He went back to that old Wolverine movie where he was Deadpool, but his mouth was melted shut.
And
shot himself in the head. about that.
It's so funny. Like, we've accepted Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
But so he was Deadpool. Then we made him Green Lantern.
Oh.
And then...
He made so many jokes about it, too.
Dude, you have to. It didn't really... I was like, that's not that bad of a movie. Ryan Reynolds makes the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, we've just, like, totally wiped that off of our... We're like, nope, we're not gonna address it. It's over and
it's
done.
It's nothing. It's nothing to us. But yeah, I actually want to see the Reynolds Deadpool interact with the Avengers.
Yeah.
I think,
that's
gosh,
the same universe
hilarious.
And everything?
I think so.
Is it? It's so hard to keep track.
If X-Men is getting...
Yeah.
If Marvel's getting back the X-Men, then...
That's true. It could
theoretically,
be.
You get the Deadpool thing back. Because Deadpool was almost not going to be a thing until Reynolds accidentally leaked some footage from the production.
Yeah,
so.
And then everyone lost their minds
just
loved it.
It has to be a thing.
It's got to be it.
It's a great...
It is.
These two movies have been great. Yep. I want to see more of it. I want to see the Reynolds Deadpool interact. Could you imagine Chris Pratt's character?
With Deadpool? That'd be great.
Gosh,
it'd be fantastic. It'd just be one-liner after one-liner.
Oh, my God.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I got to go see it. So have you seen Endgame yet?
I have, yeah.
You have. So.
I saw it later, though. So I had part of it spoiled
for
me.
It's your mom. Damn it, Mom.
I love you, Mom,
but you spoiled it.
Like, oh, now I have to send a pipe bomb to the house.
Oh, Jesus, good God. Good God.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to go see it, and then we'll have to have another discussion about it.
Because I'm really excited about Far From Home, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Tom Holland does a great job.
He's awesome.
I love that guy.
And you know, I do feel bad. It kind of sucks for like Tobey Maguire.
You know what though? Tobey Maguire was a great Spider-Man.
To start,
he should
it.
Be honored.
He oh, should yeah. be. I thought Andrew Garfield was garbage.
Not a good Spider-Man.
I don't think they brought it. But unfortunately, Tobey Maguire was also working at a time where I don't think we realized how great you could make these movies.
Yeah,
they were kind of cheesy, a little campy. Mm-hmm. CGI wasn't where it's at now.
I want a surprise, like a surprise cameo from Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
To interact with Tom. I think that'd be the cutest thing.
I know you don't.
Wait a second.
Well, and I
nice
don't know,
suit, kid.
Yeah, you have you seen that cartoon that they made, the Spideyverse?
Into the Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I talked a lot about it. I saw some of it.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing. Because I really love animation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, because you had, what, Spider-Pig in there and everything yeah. like that? Like, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen that one yet, but just a couple clips because, why can't I think of it? John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Voices the Spider Pig character and all that, and I was like, "God, it's great!" That's why I saw that clip. But
oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to go watch it, and then hopefully not get it spoiled before I do. I may just have to go by myself.
Yeah, maybe.
And then
we'll
I'll
see.
And then I'll tell Kiki.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'm buying the popcorn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. Also, make sure you listen to Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Bryce, thanks for sitting in. I appreciate it, brother. We'll see you guys next time.